Oops, sorry.
Anna is the founder of the Kid Experience Program. Anna, tell us more. What is the Kid Experience Program?
The Kid Experience goal is to help children enjoy the fullness of their childhood with positive and healthy experiences. So the program helps local children and families with the cost of sports and other youthful activities so that children are able to take part in positive activities, which turn make positive memories. So for instance, you know, a pool pass, if a say it's the summertime and they wish they want to go swimming, but they just can't afford a pool pass. I mean, that's what this program is about, helping kids be able to enjoy their childhood and their youth with things as simple as that. And there are a lot of people who want to help in that way. And so this is a program that can help people who want to help and also be beneficial to children who can participate in these kind of activities.
And that's kind of why the Kid Experience was developed, right? To help with that?
Correct. So riding a bike, participating in sports, swimming, like I said, these are all memories of childhood. And I think later, that was the other thing, is that, you know, when you look back on your childhood, this helps you later in life because you have these good childhood memories. And I think it helps through like your teenage years and through some of maybe your harder years, you have these good, happy, joyful times when you can go back and remember, oh, you know, I remember riding my bike and I remember swimming and I remember laughing and these kind of things. So I think it helps all around for health.
Okay. And then the Kid Experience has been able to help out, right?
Correct. So in 2016, 19 Carrington children were recipients through the Kid Experience with assistance with helping them pay for some of these fees for different activities. There were 11 sponsors that made this possible. So a total of $2,049.80 has been donated so far, and the program began in August of 2015.
Now, how does someone apply to be a recipient or sponsor?
So basically, application forms for both recipients and sponsors can be found at Carrington's Daily Bread, the State Farm Office, where I work, the Mission Office at CHI St. Alexius Health of Carrington, the Carrington Elementary School. You can also request forms through an email called thekidexperience@gmail.com, or you can call my cell phone at 701-652-5924.
So let's see, you got your number in there. What happens when a recipient application is received?
Okay, so when we get an application, we review it to find the best options to help. So for instance, you know, if I know somebody wants to help someone in baseball, I would know who to contact. I'll review it. Basically, I review the sponsors on file and see if there's any matches. If a match is found, then the appropriate contacts are made to get the activity and item paid for. If a sponsor is not on file that matches, you know, the need, I'll reach out to people. Maybe I've heard someone say to me, hey, Anna, I'd really like to help someone sometime. Well, I try to write a note of that and I'll give them a call and say, hey, would you want to, you know, help this. I don't say the person's name or anything. It's anonymous. The only information that's shared is the information that we need to basically get the activity paid for. So for instance, if it is a pool pass, you know, I would let the pool know, hey, so-and-so is going to be dropping off a check, you know, for this particular person.
Now, there are some policies in place for the program too, right?
Correct. So the Kid Experience is intended to help children at this time, ages 5 through 18. There's a limit of $150 per child with a family cap of $300 a year. While every effort is made to find a recipient and a sponsor match, there is no guarantee. So sometimes, you know, I might not be able to find someone to match that. So far, that hasn't been the case. Also, if there is an instance where we do need to go over, that can be reviewed with the Healthy Communities Board, which we meet monthly and we can review. We obviously wouldn't say names or anything, but we would review a need if that was out there.